You're listening to Opulent Network Radio on WOPN 1011, Atlanta, Georgia. Each one, teach one, love one. Helping others help themselves.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to Opulent Network Radio, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Our views, our thoughts, our memoirs, everything we think and breathe here on Opulent Network is a division of Opulent Network, not of Blog Talk Radio. Today is January the 31st, the last day of the month. Wow, in the new year 2018, God bless for us to be here another year beginning, starting out. There is no us without you, Opulent Network listeners. We welcome you and we invite you every Wednesday at 9 p.m. 347-327-9515. Go find us on Facebook at o.ne. Email us at info@oneopulentnetwork.com. And you can go to group chat. Group me, and you can also be a part of our group me. Heads up, we've got a lot of people that we work with. We've got a heads up. We have I'm always messing up. SOSA, Saving Academy on Camelton Road. We have them as well. We have Infinitely Deep that we work with the STEM for the children. We have a lot of different companies that we continue to work with, and we want you to continue to be there with us, to work with us. In your past, try to dominate your thoughts. Let your dreams ignite your day. This is the evening. This is the time. This is the time. Welcome to this call. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Let's go down and talk about this call, because if you're on this call, that means you are determined to excel in all life-changing missions of helping the children in the community, making that commitment to change your mindset, because your mindset is important, and your lifestyle, because your lifestyle is important. How you carry yourself is very important, and if you embrace certain principles of life, it can truly mean that you're in it to win it. So see, we are proof, because we're Opulent Network. We prove to excel in all areas because we're powerful, reserved, opulent voices everywhere. Remember, pure chat and group me. Just text the number 470-798-0941 to be added. All you need to do is be at it. Come on and join us. Get in the ball game. Talk a little. Have a little fun with us. We appreciate the love. They say Harriet Beecher Stowe never been a writer. She was a great poet. She wrote, when you get into a tight place and everything goes against you, till it seems though you cannot hang on a little minute longer, never give up, for that is just the place and time the tide will turn. Get on the road. Get on the road. Get on the narrow road. Oh, and see, if you get on the broad road, just remember that broad road has so many people in there, and it's hard to see the light. You can't see the light because it's being blocked by the view of so many people crowded on that broad path. I want to give you some info about Opulent Network. We are indeed the greatest unity and community station in the nation. Right here, station right here in Atlanta, Georgia. We prove to excel in all areas. We're across the nation from the West Coast to the East, to the North, to the South. We spread love, and we want you to show someone that you love them also. Ooh, excuse me. Throat getting kind of dry. to show some love, invite them to listen to Wisdom Wednesday with the one and only Miss Lane. 347 327 9515. So right now, I want to give you some crisis hotline information. And trust me, this information is vital for you as well as your friend, because you never know who may need this information, who may be in that rut. And if you know what a rut means, then you know that a rut is not a good place to be. It's never a good place. So let's give you the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233 or 1-800-787-3224. Again, that number is 1-800-799-7233 or 1-800-787-3224. And that's from the Domestic Violence Hotline. And they also have a website, and it's www.thehotline.org. Next, the National Teen Dating Abuse Hotline. And I should say helpline because they kind of help. It's 1-866-331-9474. Again, that number is 866-331-9474. Go ahead and take your pen and jot these numbers down. You never know who you might help in this process. Their website is www.loveisrespect.org. Again, that's www.loveisrespect.org. Now, the National Hotline for Rape, Abuse, and Incest is 1-800-656-4673. Again, that number is 1-800-656-4673. And their website is www.rainn.org. That's rain.org. It's rain with the N because it stands for Rape, Abuse, Incest, National. I don't know what the other N stands for, but by golly, that's what it is. The National Suicide Prevention and Lifeline, 1-800-273-8255. Again, that number is 1-800-273-8255. And remember, our shows are only 45 minutes long. If they go over, that's okay. It's a wonderful thing. We have a two-hour window, and we can use it to our advantage. Though we do have 45-minute shows, and we're starting up now. But the National Suicide the website is suicidepreventionlifeline.org. Again, suicidepreventionlifeline.org. These are some information, some emergency numbers that you can use. Always dial 911 in any case of emergency. But let's end abuse in all forms. Help save one life, one day at a time. Each one teach one, love one. So when we talked about our mindset, and we talked about the different things that can change, changing your mindset and changing your soul, that was written by me. If you change your mindset, you change your soul, because of your heart being so treacherous that wants that love. In order for you to change, you have to change both. You have to put on that new coat. You got to throw away the old coat because the old coat's no good. So your mindset is important. See, there's things that you can live without. There's things you can do without. There's things that you can continue to prosper inside the soul. So you can look rich and have no money, and you can look broke and have all the money in the world. And are you looking for miracles, or are you looking for blessings, or is it undeserved kindness. And we're going to talk about that tonight, because tonight's topic is, what's your God-given gift? Everybody has one. Whether you know it or not, we're gonna explore those tonight in all forms and fashions, from the good and to the bad, to the happy and the sad. We're just going to do that because we have faith on conquering a goal. And when you have that faith in conquering a goal, there is nothing more powerful than a made-up mind and your mindset. So always, always focus and look back to learn and look forward to live. And remember, what mistakes that we made in the past are often lessons for learning to be better in the future. So don't let the present living prejudge your mindset on preparing your life to live without an opportunity to love. Because, you know, you're going to discover a lot of things about the truth and the mindset. And therefore, there's three things: prayer, faith, and meditation. It indeed works. Not only does it work, but it builds a creative outlet and a strong foundation. And right here on Opula Network, that's what we have, a foundation. We grow branches and we grow leaves. The leaves blow away. But branches, once they're stuck, they should stay. But sometimes they fall off as well. Hey, it happens. What could you say? You got to keep it going and keep it for real. It's the only strategy I know. Prayer, faith, and meditation. It works. And love. Oh, my goodness. That's what this show is all about. Love makes you virtually limitless in traffic. It engages and builds a repertoire with your family, with your friends, with your enemies. It increases your authority and your self-preservation to be a solution provider. That love is something incredible. You know, it's easy to think that you, in order to succeed in life, you need some kind of secret sauce or a secret formula or a silver spoon in your mouth. No, that's only for the rich and the famous. As long as you got prayer, meditation, and faith, that little bitty faith, success will always be there. Because love is that spectacular, indescribable feeling for someone or something. Love is an incredible word. This love is unconditional and affectionate with no limits or condition. It's just completely loving someone. Love makes you want to show your affection or your devotion to each other. So love can make you do anything and sacrifice for what will be better in the end. Love is intense. Love matters around the world. Love is sensational. And there's one word that frees us from all the weight and pain, from hurt, from despair. All these things are heavily bestowed upon us all the time. And so there's one word that frees us from all this, and that word is love. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Opulent Network's Wisdom's Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday. That's what it is. And today's January 31st. It's the last day of 2018. Wow. Of January. Of the first month. We're done with it. After 12 o'clock tonight, it's over with. It's not coming back. You have to look about all the things that you accomplished in this month. Did you do anything? Well, we're going to open up in prayer. Sister Stephanie, we're going to pray for her. Her family is sick, and we want to keep her in our prayers. A lot of people out there are sick, and I feel like I'm catching or coming down with something, but you know what? I'm going to slide through it and keep it moving. But we're going to pray. We're going to pray in this form and fashion. Heavenly Father, we come here asking you dearly to bless this station. Bless the 6 years that we've been here. Bless everyone that's involved. Bless the foundation. Father God, we want to bless the people that haven't called in, that are trying to call in, they can't call in, their phone's probably off. Father, we want to ask you for all these things. We want to ask you for the strength and the love to continue to build and strengthen the children's mindsets and encourage them to be worthy of themselves. And Father, you have to touch the hearts of their parents so that they can also learn as well. Father, we ask you all these things. Bless this station. Bless everyone on the station. Asking you all these things from our hearts, from our soul. We're asking you to walk the path. Walk the walk. Walk with us. Walk hand in hand, Father, in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's hard to distinguish where everyone is going. We've got a couple people on. We welcome all those to the line. I hear you over there. Where you at? I hear you. All right. I appreciate that. That is love. Love. That must be coming from up there. Yeah, I hear you loud and clear. That's wonderful. You have that. Now, it's not funny, but it's there it is again. I hear it. Let's talk about our topic. Let's talk about our topic. What's your God-given gift? Wow. What a topic. Where does that stem from? How do you actually create such magnificent feeling to have a God-given gift? Different. You know, a dollar and some ambition is what I read by Jim Rohn. You know, we have choices to make of what we do with our lives. And the first choice we can make is to be less than what we have the capacity to be, to earn less, to have less, to read less, to think less, to try less. To discipline ourselves less. These are the choices that lead to an empty life. There are choices that once made us lead to a life of constant apprehension instead of life of wondrous anticipation. And then we have that second choice. That second choice is to do it all, to become all we can possibly be. To read every book that we can possibly can, to earn as much as we possibly can, to give and share as much as we possibly can, to strive and produce and accomplish as much as we possibly can. All of us have choice to do or not to do, to be or not to be, to be all or to be less, or to be nothing at all. So what's your God-given gift? Is it to be a mechanic? Is it to be a minister? What is it? How does this affect you in your lifestyle? How do you give your thoughts and your solutions to what your God-given gift is? Who told you that was your God-given gift? It's like the tree. It would be a worthy challenge for us to stretch upward and outward in a full measure of our capabilities. Why not? We all can do it. We can lift up our hand at every moment. Every moment we can. The best way we can. As long as we can. But we're not a tree. So we can't reach up there. We can't extend our arms outward. See, our ultimate life objective should be to create as much talent and desire to permit love. To settle for doing less than we could do is all and fail in this worthiness of not being wherever we are. See, again, we have different, we have choices. Let's go over those choices again. Those choices, the first choice we have, we can make less than what it has to be. We can earn less. We can have less. We can read less. We can think less. We can do less and discipline ourselves less. These are the choices into an empty life. But is this a God-given gift? Those are some choices once made. And they lead into a life of constant apprehension instead of a life of a wondrous anticipation. And see, that was the first choice. And it's going over this again. And the second choice is to do it all. Second choice is to do it all. To become all that we can possibly be. To read every book we possibly can. To earn as much as we possibly can. To give and share as much as we possibly can. To strive to produce and accomplish as much as we possibly can. We all have these choices to do or not to do, to be or not to be, to be all or to be less or to be nothing at all. Where is your God-given gift? Who told you you had a God-given gift? And do you really believe in your God-given gift? See, again, that example is like a tree. That tree's gift is to produce shade. That tree's gift is to produce oxygen. That tree's gift is to stretch its arms up and out and just continue to stretch out to full measures of its capacity. Now, if we all did that, the best we could, for as long as we could, we would have a happier life. That's God's giving gift to some, not to all. Because our objective is to do what? We should want to create as much as our talent and our ability and our desire that would permit us to do. Not to be all, to be all, to be the all. But to settle for doing less, we can fail. And that's just worthlessness. And it doesn't work like that. It just doesn't work. So what is your God-given gift? You know, there's two rules for success. And I said two rules, but it's only one in my book. Never tell everything you know. Second rule is always share and help someone. How? Does that contradict each other? Do they? It just says never tell everything you know. But then share some wisdom. Share some love. Share some peace. Each one teach one, love one. See, you were born with potential. You were born with goodness and trust. You were born with ideals and dreams. You were born with greatness. You were also born with wings. You are not meant for crawling, so don't. You have wings, so learn to use them and fly. Fly. Use your God-given gift. And I know everybody's wondering, what is your God-given gift, Miss Lane? What is it? What is it? Is it a gift of gab? What is your, I am not going to say mine to the end. But I want to bring some of you on. My caller from, I haven't heard from a long time, and I think it's Brooklyn, or if it's not Brooklyn, it's Boston. It's one of them. I think she's on the line. If not, oh, yes, yeah, she is on the line. And for some reason, I just happened to look. 2898, are you still on the line? I'm going to give you a couple of minutes to unmute your phone. Because I know you have those children, and I know school is in, and I know you're busy. 2898, are you on the line? If not, I'm going to go right on to Reverend Ace. If he's in the place and he is able to speak, go ahead and unmute your phone and tell me about what's your God-given gift on Wisdom's Wednesday with Miss Lane.
Oh, man, bless me. Yeah.
All right, loving you to the line.
How are you? How are you? Blessings, everyone.
I'm good. I'm trying to shake off. If I got the flu, I'm trying to shake it off to keep me from getting vaccinated so I won't be stretched out or can't walk or something wrong with me. You know, I'm just going to take it in stride and do the maintenance that I've been doing to stay alive. How about that?
That's wonderful. Oh, man, God-given talent, gift, well. God-given gift.
Yeah, God. It's the GGG. It's the GGG.
God-given gift. Three G's, huh? GGG.
That's right.
It's amazing that this is your topic tonight, though. But I'll get straight to it. I think my God-given gift is inspiring others. And my reasoning for feeling like this is my gift is because this is what brings me inner joy. You know, each time I know I've inspired someone to press harder in life, it feels great to me, you know. And each time I know I've helped someone dig deeper and finding their self, it pushes me harder every day to find myself. Because you never stop learning about yourself. Every day you should dig deeper inside to find something else about yourself. You know, we all know that this life isn't ours. You know, it's God's, you know, and we're just his tools and instruments. But every day we're supposed to, you know, dig deeper and finding out something else about, you know, what it is that God have placed within us or whatnot, you know. And so this is definitely my God-given gift, you know. And like I say, the reasoning I feel this way is because, you know, every time I know I've helped someone, or every time I know I've, you know, I've called someone to reach higher or dig deeper within that self, you know, I feel great about myself. You know, it's an inner joy. You know, not taking the layman of hey, yeah, I did it. I helped them on anything like that, you know, because all glory to God. But, you know, it just feels good inside knowing that you have helped someone else, you know. And that is my God.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. That is something to say, because you know what? You have Thoughtful Thursday on tomorrow at 9 p.m. Thoughtful Thursday with Reverend Jai. So you do inspirational things. You talk about inspiring and motivating. We also have a Naomi Love on Monday who does the motivating on Mondays. We have to walk the walk. And today is Wisdom's Wednesday with me. And guess what? It's all about giving wisdom. So, I'll tell you guys at the end. I'm still waiting for 2898 to get on the mic. A sister from Boston, I think. Is she from Boston? Or is she from, no, she is from Boston, because Carla is from Brooklyn. So she is from Boston. So back to our topic. And thank you so much, Reverend Jais. And we'll hear from you tomorrow on Thoughtful Thursday at 9 p.m. Listen to him. And don't forget about our Love to the Line with Dr. Navigator, which is on Sundays at 8 p.m. Love to the Line is bringing love and oh, my gosh, inspirational, motivational, hard topics for love. it's very hard to love. And I'm not going to get into that, but it's hard to love. It's, you know, now in society, we have to give that hard love. We've been given such easy love. And this is what's wrong with these kids. We give them this easy love. What you think about that, Reverend Ace?
Oh, you hitting it on the nail. I mean, really, it's true, because that's why I feel like that's why they are the way they are today, because the love is too easy. You're not giving them that. You're not showing and proving that rough, tough, but caring love at the same time. You know. I say all the time that when we was growing up, when I was growing up, there was no such thing as talking back to your parents. There was no such thing as looking at them crazy or any of that type of stuff, you know. And today, I spoke on my show a couple of weeks ago about how you may have a mother and a daughter at the same club partying together, you know, or you might have a father and a son sitting smoking together. You know, that's never heard of when I was coming up. You know, so it's something to even think about now. It's like almost there is no parents and children relationships anymore. It's pretty much like, okay, you my neighbor type, or you my friend type, or you know what I mean? It's not hardball, I'm your mother, I'm your father relationships anymore. You know, it's just not. Because even though I don't smoke, but my son is grown and he couldn't walk. He couldn't even, if I smoked, he couldn't smoke with me. You know, we ain't gonna go to no club together. We ain't gonna do none of that together. And no matter how old he get, I'm still old enough to be his father, because I am his father. Peace.
Okay, all right. Okay, I'm not trying to play with y'all. Well, you know, one thing, and I want to say this, and this is Wisdom Wednesday, and you're going to get some wisdom from me if you leave here. I don't care if it's just a little bit. And one point I want to make out is that we talked about last week when I talked about the history. This is the history, and I just want to give you guys something, because I challenged everyone to come back and tell me, you know, somebody that they looked up that was a black inventor or a black scientist that started the U.S. of A. You know, this is something very important, because the segregation of having Black History 1 month out of the year is just ridiculous to me. It's ridiculous. And I just cannot, I'm not going to stop. I won't stop. So I'm going to talk about somebody, because I'm talking about the kids, because I'm thinking about the children. The soft love, as I was saying earlier, we giving them the soft love. We need to be giving them harder love. They ain't got harder love. They don't have hard enough love yet. But see, they all need to be in them books finding out who started what, and what. So I'm going to give you another name of this gentleman here. And I don't know if I told you last week, his name is Keith Black. He was a neurosurgeon. He did the research on brain tumors, and he also proposed this model in coding theory. Now, did you know coding is right now? This is a popular thing going on now, coding. He kind of set the research out for it and the informational theory on that. So does anybody know anything about him? No, never heard of him. He's actually still alive, for those who don't know. He's still alive. And then there's also this lady. Her name is Miriam Benjamin. She was one of the second African-American women to receive a patent for the gong and the signal chairs for the hotels. You know, they have those signature chairs at the hotel. She was the one who received the patent for that. She was an inventor and an educator. So that's two people, Miriam Benjamin and Keith Blackwell. Those are two people that I had been studying this week. Of course, there was more. I did Sarah Boone. I did James Baldwin. Elmo, he was a chemist. a chemist. He published a paper in the Journal of Industry and Engineering Chemistry. Now, he died in 1966, but he was a chemist. I mean, you know, you never hear about a whole lot of black chemists. But, yeah, as again I'm saying, the history is not black history. Stop dividing yourself. Stop letting segregation come with this 1 month of only finding out about black people, and you only find out about certain ones: Frederick Douglass, Harriet Tubman, Martin Luther King, George Washington Carver. It's only 10 that y'all know about that you talk about in 1 month. And here is the whole world evolves around it, but I'm not going to get on that because that was last week's topic. We're going to keep on going to God's given gift because I can tell you what my God-given gift is. But I'm not going to wait. I'm going to wait. And I'm still waiting on Boston to get on the line, 2893. Are you there? Are you there? You're not there yet. So we've got Brother G on the line. I don't know if he's ready to speak yet. He will give me that signal when he's ready to speak and tell me his God-given gift. Our topic tonight is God's given gift. Your God-given gift. You know, the gifts from God to men are expressed of God's undeserved kindness. You know, it's a gift received from God to benefit the men, the servants, your neighbors. It's to glorify God. These gifts were given to you. These gifts are not selfish for profit of the receiver. Such gifts have been received free, and he is that is given to give free. Now you can find that at Matthew 10:8. See, every good gift and every perfect present is from above, because see, God is a generous and giving. He allows both the righteous and the wicked to benefit from the sunshine and the rain. He don't just stop the sun from shining on the good people and then just let it rain on the bad. He let it rain and sunshine on both. In fact, he gives all the people life and breath and all things. See, God's gifts, once you receive them, include also food, drink, and seeing good of one's hard work for that man to enjoy. Now you can find all this. This, you know, what I say may not be sounding true to you, but I got scriptures to back it up. See, that's the best thing about being and having that wisdom. When you find out something, you go to the source, and that source of life is God. And I nobody can tell me what my God-given gift is. Can they, Reverend Ace? They can't tell me, can they?
There's no way they can tell you. There's no way. There's no way. There's no way they can tell you.
I'm going to tell you.
You're going to tell me.
It is amazing for me to come up with this GGG. And for all everyone to know, GGG means God's giving gift. God's giving gift through sacrifice. There's a free gift out there. You need to know how to grab it. If you wasn't listening earlier, I ran down the line of ambition of the two different choices. You have the choice to be all, to be less, or be nothing at all. And we got a lot of that going on. So let's kind of change that into a positive role, and let's forget about being nothing at all and be all we can be. And I ain't talking about joining no army. I ain't talking about joining no Navy. I'm talking about be all you can be in the spirit and the fruit of God, to excel yourself to a higher level than where you're at. This is called the push move. Push. Get that GGG. Do you know what your GGG is? Brother G, are you still on the line? He didn't come back? Okay, I'm waiting for him. See, our ultimate life objective, again, is to create as much as our talent and our ability to freely give to someone, because it's been freely given to us. See, this radio station, Opulent Network Radio, this is a platform. Platform for me to freely give you all the tools you need to make yourself a better person, to make yourself a better mother, to make yourself a better child. Whatever have, it's here. It's right here. Remember, I told you there's two rules for success. Never tell everything you know. Never tell everything you know. I'm not supposed to tell everything I know, but I love to share and embrace and give love at all times. Who's on the line? Who's ready? Who's ready to tell me their God-given gift? I got some people on the line. They are scared to talk up. What? That Holy Spirit going to start moving through y'all. What you say, Reverend A?
Keep rising.
it's gonna move them. It's, you know, that Holy Spirit is a lot.
They might be trying to dig deep within themselves to find out what their God-given gift is.
True wisdom and knowledge. Since nobody wants to say, I'm gonna tell mine. True wisdom and knowledge are my gifts. Those are my God-given gifts. I pray for wisdom and knowledge at all times. I gain knowledge. I effortlessly indulge in the Bible in order to find ways of helping people without trying to throw the Bible at you or say you need to be a Christian or do this and this and that. All I got to do is come up with this topic. And I interact them together so that they're beneficial for studying, for understanding, for reproving the word that God gave everybody gifts. Mine was wisdom and knowledge to give because he gave it to me free. So I want to give it to you. And the other one is love, always sharing love. Got love for you all the way around, despite of whatever happens. People, we have to understand, in the Bible it says, turn our other cheek. I know it's hard. You guys, it's hard to bite. It's hard. It's hard for somebody to just call you everything out of your son, out of your name, and out of this and out of that, and you this and this and that. It's hard for you to turn the other cheek, but you got to. It first started off in the Bible, in the beginning of the Bible. Cain and Abel. And the boy didn't even do nothing to him. It's just that he was so humble. It was just that he was out there doing God's will. And he turned on him in anger. That's why we got to turn the other cheek. It would be a lot less violent if we turned the other cheek. Okay, thank you. A lot less. In closing, since nobody wants to speak up right now. You know, our topics are only 9:45, and sometimes we run over. But I just want to say, mine was wisdom and knowledge. Find your God-given gifts. If it's to sing, then sing. If it's to write, then write. If it's to give knowledge, if it's to motivate, if it's to inspire and change lives, then you're in the right place. You can text me, 470-798-0941, anytime for any help in any way, form or fashion, from a job, from a career, to resume writing, whatever need, I can direct you in the path of righteous. See, when you follow orders, sometimes you follow directions, your cake come out proper. But if you don't and you leave out that salt and you leave out that rising powder, guess what? It's going to fall every time. So with that being said, I'm going to have Brother G. He's going to pray us out. It is 9:44. I love talking with you guys. I appreciate everyone for calling, coming on, listening in. I see you online, 0226. I see you, 081. 8121, I see you, 5837, I see all you, 2898, I see all you, and appreciate all of you for calling in and listening to our show, Opulent Network, on Wednesday night. Please tune in tomorrow night at 9 p.m. to listen to Thoughtful Thursday with Reverend Jace. And Reverend Jace just had to step off because he's still working on his topic for tomorrow. So with that being said, Brother G, can you pray us out, please?
Thank you, Lord, for getting us together again, to for blessing us with our collective thoughts. We thank you for all our God-given gifts from A to Z, and for allowing us to use them, embrace them, and just try them out as for our use as we continue to do your will. We thank you, Lord, for all the things you have done for us and all the things that you will do. We thank you for keeping us in strength and unity, and for watching out for the kids. We pray that everyone will stay safe and that everyone will continue to grow stronger in the spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I appreciate everyone calling in and listening to Wings of Wednesday.
Popular Network Radio on WOPN 1011, Atlanta, Georgia. Each one, teach one, love one. Helping others help themselves.
Good night, everyone. Thanks for calling in.
Good night. Good night.
All right. Good night. Have a good one. Love you. Good night, sweetie. See you later. Thanks for listening to Opulent Network Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can find us on Facebook at O.N.E. or you can contact us at 470-798-0941. Email us at info@oneopulentnetwork.com. Thanks again for listening. Each one, teach one, love one. Have a good journey. One love. Once you know better, you do better. Good night. Underground and in the sky, animals.